Christy, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Philip.
How hungry are you and the dog right now?
Very hungry.
You're a Bank of Ireland customer, yeah?
I am a Bank of Ireland customer, and I got up this morning, expected the usual routine.
Which is what?
Which is put the kettle on, right? Go over and get my Puvav, right? Buy a sliced pan, carton of milk or a litre or whatever, right? Nothing, there was no money there.
And the few bob is what, a pension?
It's a pension from I was a former employee at, as it was, Department of Social Protection and Family Affairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm relying on the goodwill of neighbours.
Now, are you paid usually on a weekly basis, a fortnightly basis?
No, it's a fortnightly basis, right?
So what's in
so
the
you
bank
have to take in,
what's
you
in the bank lasts you just perfectly over the course of 14 days and you have it budgeted that way, yeah?
Well, I get to about a week and a half, and if I rely on maybe neighbours. Now, I got someone to buy me a bag of chips last night.
Uh-huh.
And I have to pay that back. And then, of course, there's the dog. I mean, he's wondering why he's not being fed, you know?
Looking at you with a big hungry face on him.
And I have a routine on a Thursday. Like, I pay my, say, the utility bills or whatever's to be paid, you know? And I shop for the fortnight in so far as you can, except for the bread and stuff, you know?
Yeah. So, how much have you got in your electricity account now?
Well, fortunately, I'm on a meter, and I have €8 in it. That I've always kept that slightly ahead in case something happened, you know, that sort of a way.
But €8, if this isn't sorted out by tomorrow, there's no way €8 is going to last you all the way over the course of this bank holiday weekend, is it?
No, it won't, but there's a button on it where I can top it up by a fiver, right? Now, if it goes into Tuesday, well, then
You're in the dark is what you are, Christy.
I'm in the dark. And if I'm going to listen to you, I'd have to get batteries for one of my little radios or something, you know.
Okay, that's electricity. What about travel? What if you have to get anywhere?
No, I'm okay that way, you know. We don't avail of free travel or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate in the sense that I'm in the town. I have a local shop beside me. Unfortunate with good neighbours, you know. But then again, I like to be independent. I don't like to be asking them, you know.
Anyway, there is absolutely nothing left in the bank account now. You have absolutely no way of feeding yourself or the dog, for that matter, until...
Well, I'll tell you about that. The last day I checked it, you can take out a minimum of 20, right?
Uh-huh.
And the last day when I... The last 2 weeks ago, there was €19 and something like 70 cents, right?
Yeah.
And like, I know that's there. And I'd be over the quota for an extra 20 on top of my normal money. Do you know that sort of a way? If I had... I can't get that €19 unless I physically walk to the bank, and I don't know whether I can do that or not, okay? Now, I can't go to the community welfare officer because my understanding there is that he'll say that there is money in transit here.
Yeah.
You know? And if you go to him, I think it's only emergency payments on the Friday.
Is there no way you could get somebody to bring you to the bank? I mean, I can imagine that you and the dog with a hungry look on its face standing in there saying, you've got to sort me out here, folks.
Well, I was sitting here on hoping, and I tried it. Now, I did ring at 10:05, and of course, I don't blame them. They said it's the bank situation, and it was been sorted out this morning, right?
Mm.
So I was going to hang on till about 5:00-ish, but then the banks would be closed, right? You know?
Yeah.
But what can you do?
Well, tell me how you feel about it, because the thing is that you are paying for each and every single transaction that goes there. I mean, the banks are not providing you a service free, gratis and for nothing. And now they're putting you to enormous inconvenience.
Yeah, and in addition to that, when I see the payslip, you know, which we don't get as regular as we used to, I see you staring up at me, universal service charge, you know.
Yes.
So I'm paying for that as well. For what went on, if you know what I mean, banks and that, you know.
If you don't get this sorted out, if Bank of Ireland don't get this sorted out, you or the dog are going to be eating one or other by the course of by the end of the weekend, though. I mean, who are you going to turn to for food?
I'm going to turn to the neighbours, and I'll explain it to them and rely on their benevolence and show them what the situation is and trust that, you know.
That's humiliating, though.
Oh, it is. Like, as I said to you, everyone values their independence, you know. So there we are.
Can I ask you something separate altogether?
Yeah.
You might have heard an hour or so ago there on the news at one, we found out what the water meter charges are going to be. Have you got a water meter installed in your place yet?
No. Here, that's another issue. The block I'm in, right, it's an estate. They could not access our house. We have no meter.
Okay, so right? You're going to be assessed when this happens. Is this just...
Well,
is
what I call it, they will make up a charge for me.
Well, we know right? What that's going to be now. It's just you and the dog, is it?
It's just me and the dog, yeah.
And there's no septic tank. You're on main sewage, yeah?
Oh, we're on mains, yeah.
That's going to be €176 a year now.
All right. Well, now, I would have no problem with that if they gave me provision, right, to pay X amount per week and take it from said account.
Oh, there'll be some way of doing that. There has to be some way of doing that. Well, that's going to be, that. The quick math, that's €14.60 a month.
Well, if I said take €4 a week, that would give me 208, right? Mm-hmm. And that would give me credit going in then to the following year.
Well,
right? There's another issue I want to ask you about. Do you know the property tax?
Mm-hmm.
I know people who agreed to make deductions from social welfare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this has cropped up with you, but the minimum that they can take is €2, right? And what they've done is, there's been a shortfall, but they've deferred payment. Apparently social welfare have instructed that they can only take €2 a week, depending on what band you're on, you know, but that's a side issue, you know. People might be querying that as well.
€2 a week, meaning that the minimum that they could take is €104 over the course of the year, and are you saying that there might be some people to be paying less than that?
Well, the principle is that if you're getting 188, which is the normal basic, that you have to have...
Yeah.
186, I think it's called the poverty level or whatever,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So where that's going to come in, I don't know down the line. But there is shortfalls because I know people have asked me about it, you know.
Okay. Well, anyway, you think that you can manage €14.60 a month, just you and the dog?
I could live with €4 a week, you know. And say, right, you'll be getting 208 and give me credit for next year. I'd like to be ahead of it in the same way, you know, as I do with the meters or whatever.
But
else,
right,
you know?
Now, Christy, this afternoon, as of 5 to 2, with no money in your account, what would you do with €4? How glad would you be of €4? It'd mean you'd eat today, wouldn't it?
I'd be very glad of €4, right? I would be more than delighted to have €4. It's 85 cents for a tin of dog food, right? Mm. I could get a carton of milk, right?
Yeah.
And scrape up the price of what? With loose change around the house, I could scrape up the price of a burger or something till tomorrow.
And let's hope that it is solved by tomorrow.
And go to bed early. I'd take the dog for a long walk and tire myself out.
That's no life. All right. Thanks very much,
Philip,
for the call. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Philip. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Margaret, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, how are you?
Well, penniless, literally, today, courtesy of Bank of Ireland.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's just the wages didn't go through, like so many thousands probably across the country, so they're suffering the same way, I guess.
Could be tens of thousands, could be just thousands, could be hundreds of thousands. We don't know because Bank of Ireland haven't put their hands up yet to saying exactly how many people have actually been affected. So what are the big payments due today? Is there a mortgage due?
Yes, there is, yes. Yeah.
And have you been into the bank to talk to them about that?
We have, yeah. I was in there when I realised that the payment didn't come through, the wages payment didn't come through.
Uh-huh.
Now, my bank were understanding about it, so it was fine from that point of view. But
okay, so you can get a couple of days' grace on the mortgage, but have you any cash in your purse?
No.
How are you going to eat? Do you need to shop?
Yes, we do, yeah. We're just hoping it will be fixed now. They're telling us that it will be fixed by tomorrow, the 1st of August, so we're hoping that it will be okay by then.
Well, let's assume that it is. You still haven't got any money today. Is there any food in the house?
No. not today, no.
Is there any petrol in your car?
Very little.
What are your thoughts about Bank of Ireland today, then?
We're certainly stuck as a result of it.
Stuck is a very gentle word, isn't it? You're being very polite. Have you children as well, Margaret?
I do, yes.
Oh, and I can hear them in the background. I hope that wasn't a call for food.
More than likely. Okay. Or a drink.
All right, Margaret, listen, thanks very much. 1850 715 815 51551 is the text number.